In Super Bowl 54, the Kansas City Chiefs were on their way to losing to the San Francisco 49ers with only minutes left. Suddenly, the Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes did something extraordinary. He threw a 57-yard pass that sparked a thrilling comeback win. But the most remarkable thing was that at 24 years old, on football's biggest stage, Mahomes showed profound leadership, setting an example, staying positive, and not making the moment about himself.
Age doesn't matter.
Jim Kouzis is a business professor at Santa Clara University. He's the co-author of the landmark book, The Leadership Challenge.
Age doesn't make a difference in how your constituents see you as a leader.
Kouzis emphasizes leaders are made, not born. He's been researching the subject since before the Leadership Challenge was first published in 1987. Leadership is a constant learning process.
We find in our research and have found consistently, credibility is the foundation for leadership. If people don't believe in the messenger, they won't believe the message. Credibility at its root means credo, or I believe. And so one of the first steps in learning to lead and becoming effective as a leader is to understand what your beliefs are about the world, what your beliefs are about business, what your beliefs are about how to work with other people, what your beliefs are about business, you know, competition versus cooperation, and understanding all of that about yourself is essential.
One of the things you always have encouraged our whole leadership team at Nutanix to do is to always learn.
Inder Sidhu is Executive Vice President at Nutanix. Here he's chatting with Nutanix CEO Dheeraj Pandey at an event called The Leadership Experience.
Any interesting books that you've read lately that kind of come across as, gosh, that was a good one?
Yeah. I mean, in fact, the one that we recently read together was Why We Sleep.
Yes.
We read a lot of books in the company, and we're reading on things like breathing and sleeping and stuff like that, which is, by the way, one of the most important things for all executives here in the room to really think about is, how do your people sleep better? I think we have gotten fashionable in this world to say, I just sleep 4 hours, and it's not good enough to sleep 4 hours. So that's one really good book.
The Leadership Experience is an all-day event within Nutanix's .next conference, featuring speakers from other companies and even disciplines outside of tech. It's emblematic of a commitment to leadership and today's business thinking. Many companies like Costco, U.S. Bank, Microsoft, or Google, just to name some, are big on leadership development.
The best leaders are the best learners, meaning that the more the individual leader engages in learning activities, the more they demonstrate exemplary leadership practices. So there's a positive correlation between learning and exemplary leadership practices.
Kouzis refers to research that identifies heavy learners. People who spend 5 or more hours a week learning tend to be happier, more engaged, and more productive.
And then you extend that to then look at specifically reading or learning outside of your own field. And those leaders who read more broadly or who learn more broadly, you might be in a high-tech company, but you learn about the arts or you learn history, are more forward-looking. And so there, I think there's a lot of evidence to support the notion that to be effective, particularly at leading, you need to read more broadly. You need to understand how developments in science relate to your business. Developments in the arts might relate to your business. How changing demographics relates to the way you conduct your business.
There's a piece of this which is counterintuitive. Being a learner and possessing lots of knowledge are not necessarily the same things. Being a learner means being open to ideas and not hung up on having to do things a certain way, which in the eyes of the expert is the right way, the only way. But research shows there's little correlation between having a lot of expertise in the business you lead and being a better leader.
In fact, if you take 10 demographic variables altogether, they account for 0.3% of the variance in statistical terms as to why someone is effective as a leader. So what that means is, even if you were the most technically competent person in your field and you were leading an organization that was in that field, that doesn't make you a good leader. It accounts for almost nothing by itself as to why you're effective as a leader. On the other hand, you have to be literate enough to understand the terminology, to understand the nature of the business, to understand how things work in order to be credible in that role.
There's been a tectonic shift in the past 30 years toward running an organization as a human activity where leaders are learners, they share their vision, they enable others to act. As more businesses adopt a higher leadership IQ among their executives, people fresh out of school working for them might never experience what it's like to work for a boss who has all the answers, makes all the decisions, and gives orders.
The word boss connotes someone who's kind of in charge and tells other people what to do and doesn't take other people's opinions into account. The classic top-down type of leader. And that person in the United States, in most Western democracies, is not going to do all that well in organizations today.
More and more, employees are no longer the worker bees who exist to execute the commands handed down from above. They're essentially volunteers.
And in some sense they are, particularly when there's a full employment economy. I mean, you have options. I think it illustrates how, in some respects, all of us are volunteers. So we like to get people to think of themselves as leaders of volunteer organizations. What would you do if you didn't have the formal authority to tell people what to do? And if you have that mindset, people are here because they want to be here, because I'm appealing to what drives them, to their hopes, dreams, and aspirations, then you will be more likely to be effective.
At Nutanix, there's a similar theme. The company, obsessed with customer service, elevates the idea of what an employee is. Employees are customers of the company as well.
They have invested all of their time on the company, and they agreed to give 50, 60 hours a week to us, sacrificing their family time and all that stuff. So we have to look at them as a customer, actually. You know, if we do a good job with the internal employees, they'll do a really good job with our customers.
So we wrap this story up with the question, if you're a leader, at the end of the day, what is it that best motivates employees to follow you?
If you want people to put forth extra effort, incentivizing them with bonuses or rewards of some kind that are monetary and tangible is unlikely to motivate. It's unlikely to get them to put forth extra effort. But what makes people want to put forth extra effort has to do with whether or not you treat them with dignity and respect, whether or not you listen to them, whether or not you enable them to utilize their strengths and their skills in their job. Those kinds of behaviors are what's going to get people to put forth extra effort.
Kuza says it's about meaning and purpose. And you might think this is a baby boomer mentality, but it's actually not. The push for meaning and purpose at work is largely coming from millennials and Gen Z.
They are calling out more for a meaning at work. Two-thirds of employees would refuse to work for an organization that did not share their values. People are spending a lot of hours at work, and they expect that that workplace is going to provide them with something other than a paycheck during the hours that they're there at work. It's going to provide them with a sense of belonging, it's going to provide them with a sense of colleagueship and friendship, it's going to provide them with an opportunity to utilize the skills and abilities that they bring to work and not just do some menial kinds of jobs. And to help people see the what's often called a self-transcendent purpose, that is a purpose bigger than yourself. And all of those things that you do as a leader to demonstrate that you are interested in things other than making money helps people to see that you're taking an interest in creating the kind of work environment that will fully engage people in the work that they do.
Jim Kuzis is the Dean's Executive Fellow of Leadership at Santa Clara University's Levy School of Business. He's the co-author, along with Barry Posner, of The Leadership Challenge. They're actually working on a new book due out next year. Working title is Leadership is Everyone's Business. Inder Sidhu is Executive Vice President of Global Customer Success in Business at Nutanix. And Dheeraj Pandey is the CEO and founder of Nutanix. I'm Jason Lopez, and this is the Tech Barometer podcast from The Forecast. Check out our other stories at The Forecast by Nutanix.com.
business is life, and we do a lot of business in our lives, and at some level, the more you can actually look at them as two sides of the same coin, the better it is. Otherwise, a profession can be too contrived, and it's not worth it because you're not having fun.